VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the special counsel Robert Mueller finishes his investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Meantime, a new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe, by a 51-35% margin, that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweida. President Trump and leaders of the European Union have announced a path forward on trade. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president says he and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will work
towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies.
There is also the issue that set off trade tensions between the U.S. and the EU.
We also will resolve the steel and aluminum tariff issues, and we will resolve retaliatory tariffs.
Juncker pointed out soybean farmers in the U.S. have been hit hard by these tariffs.
The European Union can import more soybeans from the U.S. and it will be done.
The two also agreed to work together to reform the World Trade Organization. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. and EU presidents met at the White House today for nearly 3 hours. The two partners are responsible for half of global commerce. This is VOA News. President Trump is criticizing China about trade. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's accusing China of specifically targeting American farmers with tariffs because it knows he loves them. He tweets Beijing is being vicious in what will be a failed attempt, and the U.S. was being nice until now. He'd already threatened to put tariffs on up to $500 billion in Chinese imports, which would dramatically boost the trade dispute between the world's biggest economies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 15 officials at a Chinese drug manufacturer have been detained as part of an investigation that it produced false records involving its rabies vaccine. The same company was forced to stop production of a vaccine for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis last year after regulators found the vaccine to be defective. Greece has begun a 3-day period of mourning as crews continue checking cars and homes burned in fast-moving fires that have killed at least 74 people. The worst fire spread near the port of Rafina near Athens, sending many people to beaches and into the water. In a new warning, the UN's World Meteorological Organization says the world is becoming increasingly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WMO headquarters in Geneva.
Parts of the world are feeling the strain of record-breaking heat waves, drought, devastating floods, and raging wildfires. They are having a widespread impact on human health, agriculture, ecosystems, and infrastructure. The World Meteorological Organization reports climate change is influencing this trend in varying degrees. The chief of the WMO's World Weather Research Program, Paolo Ruti, says there's no discernible global pattern of climate change, but its impact is increasingly visible in certain areas, such as the Arctic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
El Salvador has declared a state of emergency after severe drought destroyed the crops of thousands of farmers. In Laos, at least 24 people are now reported dead after a dam failed. Thousands have been left homeless and hundreds more are missing after the breach released as much as 5 billion cubic meters of water throughout the province of Atapu. In the Central African Republic, motorcycle taxis have been banned from the center of the capital city in an effort to reduce the high rate of road accidents. And in Mali, a surge of violence between rival factions in the north and center of the country threatens the presidential election, now scheduled for Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.